Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Contacts with Rape Crisis Centre helplines across the country increased by 7% on pre-pandemic figures, according to the latest report from the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. The report examined the data taken over the past 3 years to track how services dealt with the pandemic. Cliona Sadlier is Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Cliona. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
So let's talk first of all about what you've seen in the past year and how that compares to what happened pre-pandemic.
Yeah, so in 2021, there was a little bit of a settling, if you like, on the extraordinary year that was 2020. 2020 saw figures really ratchet up, and there was extraordinary demand and extraordinary change and transformation. I think that's echoed across a whole set of services that are rolling during 2020. So we expect, I suppose, the question was, would things come back to a pre-pandemic level? And they haven't. They haven't at all. And I think what we can probably predict at this stage is that demand will continue to incrementally grow and will never go back to the 2019 level.
And outside of the pandemic, over the past 10 years, you've had an increase, a year-on-year increase in demand, haven't you?
Absolutely. And that's been, so we went back and we looked and we said, okay, what's going on there? And when one of those figures was that the helpline numbers had gone up by 100% over a decade. So there's some really significant increases that have been happening year on year, and that really add up. And of course, when you look then at resourcing and the resources of the centres, that hasn't changed. In fact, when we looked and we estimated the capacity of centres, if you like, before the crash and at the time of the crash, really centres were only getting back to 2008 funding, levels of funding, in maybe 2019. Mm-hmm. So, and then the pandemic happened. So really, okay, there's been that increase in demand without the matching increase in capacity.
Okay, and we'll talk about resources and what this means for you in just a moment. But why do you think you're seeing this increased contact with the rape crisis centres?
So, I mean, there's two explanations, I suppose. One is that there is more sexual violence out there, and that's the unknown for us at the moment, because we don't, you know, our last prevalence study was 20 years ago. We know that the CSO are working on it at the moment, and we expect that survey to become available, and that data to become available sometime in 2023. So we'll know more then about the nature of sexual violence in our society and if that is changing significantly. What rape crisis centres have been talking about on the front line is very much that there is an increased level of accompanying violence. So there's, and certainly during the pandemic, there was the consistent message coming from rape crisis centres was that there was an intensity of need, and that's reflected in the time spent on the helplines all across the country. So one of the most significant changes in terms of how survivors were using rape crisis centres was that the amount of time that was spent on the helpline went up by 27%.
So, sorry, Cliona, to cut across you there, but you mentioned resources just a little while ago, and I wanted to talk to you about that because, like many organisations in the private and public sector, you're having a problem retaining staff, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, the problem for us at the moment is one of the problems, I suppose, is, you know, we hear a lot about the cost of living crisis, and obviously that impacts this sector as much as it impacts every other sector. But added to that is the fact that there's been underinvestment in really the sustainability of the sector for a very long time. So if you like, a sector that didn't have a lot of funding, put that funding into really trying to meet the need and trying to keep waiting lists down and trying to really make sure that the survivors who were calling them were getting the support and the services that they needed and have a right to. And one of the things that we didn't have resources for, and we weren't getting resources for, was developing ourselves. So, and what I mean by that is our training, the sustainability piece where we build the piece where we know we're going to have people going forward, where when we go out to to recruit new people, that there are trained people out there who are ready to be recruited, and that we're able to retain the people that we have on board. And if you like, the succession planning, we have an age profile that's aging as well across the sector, because we haven't hired all through the years of austerity. There's very little hiring going on. So you're looking across the board at a challenge there in terms of the sustainability and the renewal of the sector, so, and the specialisation that it holds.
More resources needed to meet the ongoing increasing demand. Cliona, thank you for joining us this morning on the programme. That's Cliona Sadlier, who is Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.